Today is a special day for a lot of people. And so I decided that I would talk about understanding water baptism and its purpose. When we look at this, let's talk about the meaning and the importance of water baptism. Now, many people don't really understand it, but I'm going to use a little illustration here and see if we can maybe begin to have an understanding. You know, you go to a wedding, the bride and groom, they exchange their heartfelt vows, but they refuse to wear wedding rings. Although they're legally married, they choose not to wear the rings that publicly symbolizes their covenant for each other. Now, the ring doesn't create the marriage, but it does testify to the world that they are bound in love and commitment. It's in that same way that water baptism visibly is an outward expression of an inward commitment to Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't save us, but it signifies to everyone that you have been saved and that you belong to Christ, and now you are living a new life in Him. So, as we delve into this, I want to look at least six purposes of water baptism and why it's such an essential thing for the believer. I believe that in understanding the purposes of water baptism, that it will strengthen your walk with God. Now, number one, baptism is an act of obedience. In Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus said to the disciples, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Now we see Jesus here before he ascends into heaven. He gives a command, go make disciples and baptize them. So as I see it, baptism is not optional. It is a direct command from Jesus himself. When we choose to be baptized, we demonstrate our obedience to the world. It's a public statement that we are willing to follow him in every area of our life. Now, as a soldier myself, you enlist in the army. Once you're enlisted, you willingly obey the orders of the commanding officer. Simply as believers, when we understand that we're under the authority of Christ, then baptism is the first step in obeying his commands. John 14:15 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." If you've given your life to Christ, but you've not yet been baptized, you need to consider taking this step. It is an act that demonstrates your love and your submission to Jesus Christ. Now let's look at a second thing. Baptism is an expression of faith and repentance. In Acts 2:38, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." We see here that baptism is linked to repentance. when Peter made this statement when he was preaching on the day of Pentecost, and the people asked him, "What shall we do?" And he responded, "Repent and be baptized." So, once again, baptism is an outward symbol of an inward change that has happened in your heart when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Repentance means that you turn away from sin and turn toward God. It's a change in your mind, your heart, your behavior. And faith means trusting Jesus alone. So we could say then, baptism is a visible testimony that you have repented, you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ. You are saying, "I have turned from my old ways and now I'm following Christ." You know, if you ever watch some of those programs, especially I think it's on the Good Housekeeping channel, where people take an old house and they go in and they renovate it and put in all new fixtures and paint and so forth and so on. They strip out all the worn out stuff and replace it. You know, in the same way, when we repent, we strip away the old life of sin. And baptism serves as a visible sign that we're now living for Christ. Colossians 2:12. "Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God." Baptism is the next step after you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. It is a public declaration, "I am no longer a sinner. I am a saved child of God." Now, let's look at this. Number three, baptism identifies us with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. In Romans 6:3, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized in Christ were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." And I like to say it like this: we are raised to a new life. Baptism is a powerful identification with Christ. It's just not a church ritual. So many times people look at baptism as a church ritual. It's not. It's a command from Jesus himself. It's the most powerful symbol that you can give to the world. I now belong to Jesus Christ, and through his death, I die to sin, but I'm buried with Christ. When you go under the water, it's a simulcation. And then when you are raised from the water, it is a symbol that you have been resurrected to that new life. Going under the water and coming up out of the water says, "I'm burying my old sinful self." And when you come out of the water, you say, "I am being raised to a new life that I've never had before." It is a demonstration. I am no longer a slave to sin. but I am walking in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, thinking about this, I believe a beautiful illustration is a woolly old caterpillar crawling around on the ground. But it goes inside of a cocoon and undergoes a transformation, emerging as a beautiful butterfly. And we, if we'll just look, we will begin to see this happen in the spring of the year. In the same way, baptism illustrates the transformation that has occurred when a believer is buried with Christ and raised to new life. Look at Galatians 3:20. I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And then, of course, we all know 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, and the new's here. Baptism is the most public testimony that you are no longer living for yourself, but you're living for Christ. Now, number four, baptism is a public declaration of faith. Matthew 10:32. The NIV says, whoever acknowledged me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father. One of the other translations says, if you acknowledge me before men. Another translation says, if you will publicly acknowledge me. Baptism is not a private matter. It's a public declaration. I before have had people ask me if they could be baptized privately, so that they just said, I'm a private person and I just don't like to display anything. And I tell them, it's not a private matter. It's a public declaration that you have changed. You're not who you used to be. Actually, when you're baptized, you're making a bold, visible statement that no longer am I living for myself, but now I live for Christ. Now, if you go back, when the early church had baptism, it was a public thing that more often than not, it resulted in persecution. Yet they were willing to be baptized to demonstrate their allegiance to Jesus. Today, we probably won't face any persecution, but still, it is a powerful public explanation to everyone around that I am no longer who I used to be. This is a public testimony to my faith. Galatians 3:27. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. And we've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. Baptism boldly declares your faith to everyone. And Jesus said, if you acknowledge him, he will acknowledge you before the Father. Now, number five, baptism symbolizes cleansing and new life. Actually, it symbolizes cleansing and spiritual renewal. It's not the act of baptism that washes away the sin, but it signifies the cleansing that has already taken place through you accepting salvation that Christ gave when he shed his blood on Calvary's hill. It's an outward demonstration of an inward cleansing. The water simply reflects the washing away of sin and the beginning of a new life. Think about it this way. This is spring of the year, and a lot of people have been, especially not yesterday because it's raining, but when it's been pretty, I dare say that many of you have been working outside in gardens or flower beds or working on the lawn, and you get covered with dirt and perspiration. And you go inside, take a shower, and emerge clean and refreshed. That's what baptism is doing. It is portraying the spiritual cleansing that happened when your sins were washed away through the blood of Jesus. If you've ever received Jesus as your Savior, you need to be baptized because it's a public display of what has happened in your life. Now let's go to number six. Baptism connects us to the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13. For we are all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body. Whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, we were given the one Spirit to drink. Baptism connects us to the church, the body of Christ. Now, this is a local church, but the body of Christ are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, as it is said in theological terms, is the ecclesia. It is all of us that have been born again and baptized. It's all of us together. It signifies that we are no longer individuals, isolated, but we are part of a family. Through baptism, you declare that I have become one of the family of God. The church, the Lord Jesus, Church of the Lord Jesus, Ecclesia, is a family. The local church is a spiritual family. Baptism unites us with each other, regardless of our background, our race, our status. It has nothing to do with it. We are connected together through the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then the command of being baptized. We are together. No matter whether you're rich or poor, no matter what color you are, no matter whether you have a college education or you don't have a college education, it doesn't make any difference. We are all one in Christ. You know, think about this for a minute. In adoption, when a person is adopted into a family, they receive a new name, they receive a new identity, they receive a place where they belong, and that is similar to baptism. It's the believer's initiation into the family of God, where they're accepted and loved and cared for. Ephesians 4:5 says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's pretty simple right there. You don't have to have a theological degree to figure that one out. Let's look at Galatians 3:28 for just a minute. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor slave nor free, nor male nor female, for you're all one in Christ. If you've been baptized, you are recognized as part of something greater than yourself. It's a commitment to a growing fellowship with other believers. It's a statement that I am going to contribute what I can to the body of believers that I work with, that I fellowship with, that I pray with, that I worship with. You know, baptism signifies that I am now a part of something that's bigger than my individuality. I am a part of the body of Christ. Let's go back. Baptism is an act of obedience. Baptism is an expression of repentance. Baptism identifies us with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Baptism is a public declaration of your faith. Baptism symbolizes cleansing and newness of life. And baptism connects us to the body of Christ. You know, many times we go into baptism and we don't look at this in depth as I have tried to today. But I trust that even you that have been baptized, he got a better understanding of what baptism was all about. And if you are here and you've publicly accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you've never been baptized, you're free to join those now that are going to be baptized. So you that have signed up to be baptized, it's time for you to go to prepare yourself to be baptized. I think you're setting up there. But if you have declared Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you have never been baptized, we do have scrubs that you can use to be baptized in today. So if there's anybody that has not signed up but you want to be baptized, if you'll see one of these guys, usher, stand up. One of these guys right here in the blue, Just get a hold of them and they'll get you to the proper place where you can express publicly your declaration of faith right now. So I see one person already getting up and go. Oh, that's good. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Anybody else that wants to join? Hallelujah. Anthony, I don't know where you're at, but we're going to sing some more worship songs while they're all getting ready to be baptized. And for you that have been baptized, how many of you can remember when you were baptized? Now keep your hand up. How many of you remember that it was a significant experience for you? Wave your hand if that's so. You know, as we're worshiping God and waiting for these to receive their baptism, why don't you reflect back on that precious time when you were baptized? You know, as a pastor's kid, back in when I was a kid, we didn't have no baptismal. We went out to the creek or out to a farmer's pond out in the pasture. I remember, I think I was about 8 years old, and my friend, I forget his first name, his last name was Edwards, and his dad, me and my friend, and I went with him, went out ahead of the congregation with a shotgun and shot moccasins so we could have water baptism. I'm sure none of you have ever been there. But the only place we had was a creek out there, and it was known for its water moccasins. So we went out there a little bit ahead of time, and of course, we scared them all away besides the several that we actually shot with that shotgun. But it was an interesting time. I just thought I'd tell you all about that. I do remember before we had this building, we were in the other building. We had a baptismal, and then we used a swimming pool across the street at the student housing. Well, I told them to get it all heated up and everything. They said, okay. Man, I stepped down in that water. It was cold. Man, it was really cold. And so I went ahead with it. I went down in there, just me. And I think it must have been about, what, 86 or so, something like that, right after the church had started. I got out later and I said, why didn't y'all heat that up? They said, we thought you were quitting. We thought you knew it didn't have a heater. Well, you know what? Next time we did it over there, down in the wash bay down there where they got a, they used to have a deal that would heat the water as they washed the car. I said, y'all take that thing over there and y'all circulate it, run it a couple weeks ahead of time if you have to, but keep circulating that water through that heater till you get it warm, because I ain't going in that cold water again. Well, the Lord is good, and I've baptized in, and in myself, I've baptized in rivers and lakes, and but thank God for our baptismal. Amen. Let's worship God as we thank God for our baptism.
Would you be free from your burden of sin?